This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a swing and a drive. Deep center field. Hamilton back. At the wall. That ball is history. A grand slam for Joey Gallo. Over the bleachers in right center field. It's his first career grand slam.
The emotions started about 48 hours ago when Joey basically said goodbye to the Metroplex, and then yesterday the deal was done. Joey Gallo traded to the New York Yankees. This thing kept changing in terms of the number of prospects, the actual prospects. It looks like it is settled on four players. For the top 22 prospects in the Yankees system. The 6, the 8, the 20, and the 22nd. And Tolos don't seem too happy about the return. I was happy when I heard it was 6 players, and then it got cut down to 4. I put up a poll at 1053SS on Twitter. 1053SS, are you satisfied with the Gallo trade? Yes. Happy with the return? No, didn't get enough, should have just extended him. Right now, it's a pretty close race. 40% leading the way, we didn't get enough. 33 and change, should have just extended him. 26 and change, yes, happy with the return.
The 33 and change, should have just extended him, that's out of your control. That's out of the Rangers' control.
Unless they didn't give him a good offer.
It's still out of their control. He has to agree to the deal.
It's within your control if you present a fair offer.
But that you
can control. Like, they controlled undercutting Anthony Rendon.
Yes, but they couldn't control Gallo saying, yes, I'll take the deal.
You know what I mean? Did they present a fair offer or were they cheap? Yeah. They have a reputation for being cheap.
From everything we've heard, you know, Jim Bowden said, they had a ridiculously high offer to him.
Yes.
Okay. If they had a ridiculously high offer to him on the table and he said no, what the hell do you want him to do?
Right.
You got to trade him. And you're not getting a top 10 prospect for Joey Gallo. This isn't Mike Trout. This is a guy who strikes out 200 times a year. Good player. Very high peripheral number. His weighted runs created is fantastic.
I think we need to do like a little mini study next time this happens, or maybe even for tomorrow, on top 10 prospects versus like first round picks in football and basketball to give us a better sense of, you know, the value of them. Yeah, because we're used to a big name getting a first or second round pick back in the NFL.
Right.
And then maybe we need to figure out, you know, just how rare or important, you know, top 10 prospects are in baseball.
Yeah. They're very important. Imagine a team trading a top 10 draft pick in the NFL for a non-quarterback.
A top 10 quarterback, top 10 pick for a non-quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
You're just not going to do that. And in baseball, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, Joey Gallo is not, he's not a 22-year-old player. If he was 22 and had 4 years of team control left, you would get the top player in any organization. If he was like Fernando Tatis, if you were to trade him right now,
yeah,
is getting the top player in any organization and probably the second and third best player as well.
Yeah.
Like, this is not going to happen for Joey Gallo. They got two guys who were in the top 8 of a deep organization farm system-wise. Two more guys inside the top 25.
And maybe it came down to years. Like, these guys now want 6 or 7 year deals, and the Rangers may have wanted, you know, a short
five. Who knows?
4 or 5.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on now. Like, this is not a
What's the anger? What's the frustration on the fan text?
The frustration is that they didn't get guys who could come in today and play. But they don't want that. They want guys who could be ready to play when Krause and Wynn and Leiter or whoever else is ready to be at the major league level. And some of the players they got in this trade, you know, like Otto is in AAA, or started the season, I should say. Some of the other guys are in high A. Okay? High A ball is not knocking on major league's door. You're not going to see Josh Smith for a while. You probably see him maybe September of next season. Durant, you'll probably see him spring training of 23. Like, you're not seeing these guys tomorrow.
I want to know what else was offered. We'll ask Sandler at 8 o'clock, but I know the Padres were involved, and apparently it was the Jays and the Braves, Toronto and Atlanta, and then the Yankees took it over the top. They re-upped their offer big time. According to different people out there, this is 2016 audio. Gallo with Jared Sandler on Joey's Love of New York.
Favorite sports team growing up?
It was the Yankees, actually, because my parents are from New York. So I grew up Yankees, Knicks, Giants for football. So I was a huge New York fan. And then, obviously, I got drafted and I stopped paying attention too much. Now I just kind of focus on the Rangers. But
You still a Giants fan and Knicks?
Yeah. I'm a big Giants fan still. And then the Knicks I follow. Yeah. But they haven't been doing too well the last couple years. Yeah. So.
Favorite athlete?
Derek Jeter.
Yeah,
I've always loved Derek Jeter. I mean, that's a typical American guy. It's American infielder. It's always Derek Jeter. But yeah, I just love the, you know, liking the Yankees. That's the one guy that you would love on that team. So,
wow, that's good audio right there. So he's going to his favorite childhood team, and New York. Everyone thought had to make a move. They did, and we'll talk to Jared about it at 8 o'clock this morning on your home of Rangers baseball. They ended up losing yesterday to Arizona as Madison Bumgarner won a pitching duel in Arlington. We were out here at Cowboys practice, and Dak Prescott put a scare into all of us when he stopped throwing. He stopped practicing. He ran back to the locker room. Dak, on WFAA, what happened to your arm and shoulder?
Just a little shoulder pain, a little shoulder soreness, I should say, and tightness. Felt it a little bit yesterday. Came out today, was going to work through it, and just felt I should be smart. I've got a long time to go, get a day of rest or so, and just get back at it. Didn't obviously want to push through something that could potentially make it worse, so everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Cowboys are calling it precautionary. We'll ask Mike McCarthy live on the fan cam when he sits down with us in person at 8:30.
I hope it is just precautionary. The word anything around the shoulder scares the bejesus out of me. It just does.
Yeah.
It could be one of those things that just lingers forever. It could be a couple days. It could be a couple of weeks. You have no idea. There's really no way of knowing. I suspect you and I have seen the last of him. Out here in Oxnard, they have one more practice, that's today, and then we leave tomorrow. So I don't think we're going to see him again.
No way.
Out here. And if we do, it'll be on the asthma field, as Jimmy would have called it at one point. But scary. It's scary because of the unknown. The likelihood is it's just precautionary. That's the hope. But there's still a fear factor with me right now until we see him again.
Fox 4 also asked him about his HIPAA comment where he got made fun of. Yesterday, Ryan Tannehill, on the heels of Cole Beasley, said, I didn't want to get vaccinated. I didn't want to get the shot. I only did it so I could be out here for my teammates. Carson Wentz didn't want to answer whether he did or didn't, said it's a private matter. And then Dak, to open up training camp, said it is a private matter, and he invoked HIPAA. He followed up on that on TV last night.
I didn't go to school to be a doctor, so I'm not really upset with the HIPAA comment being wrong or saying that. I think I just meant by that, obviously, is that's medical information I don't necessarily have to disclose.
I asked Jerry Jones if he was surprised that you didn't want to reveal that information. His answer was something to the effect of, Dak is doing everything he needs to do to win football games, if you know what I mean, and he's leading our team in this regard. You think you know what he was saying there?
I think everybody knows what he's saying there.
Okay. Well, okay. That would lead me to believe he's vaccinated.
It would. It would lead me to believe the same thing. And, you know, Dak doesn't have to answer that question.
Right.
As the fan text has brought up, you got media should not be scared to ask that question. We ask way more invasive medical questions in general about their injuries.
Yeah.
We do. We ask them how their injuries are all the time. So I guess those are equally invasive, not more invasive, but equally. So, you know, look, Dak is, I'm assuming he is. We've never seen him in a mask out
right
here.
We've seen Amari.
We've seen Amari in a mask. We haven't seen him in one.
So Mike McCarthy live at 8:30 this morning here on DFW Sports Station. Deshaun Watson stunned everyone by throwing and participating in individual drills at Texans camp. So he's out there throwing the rock around while Aaron Rodgers practiced and then went to the podium. And this was an amazing press conference. He went up there prepared. He was putting the Packers on blast for the way they mistreated about 12 players that Aaron has played with. He wants input. He wants personnel say and general manager powers. Here's Aaron Rodgers with part of his presser yesterday.
I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency at the first has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. Hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer my services as a recruiter. And I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, you know, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation. As that progressed from that point, nothing really changed on that front.
So he said, look, let's just put it out there. People come here to play with me, and he wants to be able to give his advice on players and moves, just like Tom Brady. Tom Brady screwing it up for every other organization out there. Aaron says that, you know, the story about him being able to pick where he wants to play next year is not accurate. He's on professional terms with the general manager, but he doesn't know if they're going to listen to what he has to say moving forward.
Man, this was an epic, epic press conference.
Yes.
And the fact that, and he's right. Nobody goes to Green Bay for any other reason than it's an A, last resort, or B, to play with Aaron Rodgers.
Or get the best contract.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they're going there to go play with Aaron Rodgers. They're going because that's the best deal on the market, just like every other sports contract decision.
Yeah. Now, some guys may go, you know, if it's option A, same money, Aaron Rodgers. Option B, fill in the blank with random average quarterback, you're going to go Aaron Rodgers. You know, but also, maybe you want to be the first. Who knows? Point is, he's got a point. He's got a point. Like, yes, a lot of guys are going to play with him, especially it's not a destination city.
Tonight is the NBA draft.
All right, sir.
Maybe getting lost in the midst of all this other sports news. It's supposed to be Cade Cunningham to the Detroit Pistons at number one. So many NBA stories out there. The Sixers are shopping Ben Simmons. According to Woj, the asking price is steep. Sam Amick says Miami, Toronto, and Washington are handicapped as the early landing spots for Ben Simmons. And the Lakers continue to try to deal Kyle Kuzma and get Buddy Hield from Sacramento. So that's where we stand with all the different NBA rumors and your Thursday headlines here on Sean and RJ. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by Dream Lending, Twin Peaks, and, of course, Goody Goody Liquor. But sitting down with us next in the Lifetime's Heating and Air Hot Seat, maybe the best insider in the business. What does he think of the Cowboys season? Why should we love Dan Quinn? And will Aaron Rodgers return to the Packers next year? Jay Glazer with Sean and RJ next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Apparently the Big 12 hates ESPN like the rest of us. The cease and desist that they sent yesterday and Texas A&M rolling out the red carpet for the Longhorns. College football update coming up at 7:40 this morning. Jared Sandler on the Gallo trade at 8. We did get Jack Leiter signed, so that was good news yesterday. And then Mike McCarthy live at 8:30 right here on the Fan Cam, brought to you by Lifetime's Heating and Air. Yesterday, watching practice, this is before the Dak injury, and he ran off the field. Jay Glazer made Oxnard his first training camp start. RJ was on one side of the field. I was on the other. I saw Glazer, so I whipped out the phone, and I said, hey, let's go around the NFL with maybe the best insider in the business. So here's my one-on-one with Jay Glazer yesterday at Cowboys camp. Jay Glazer, once again, back out here, catching up with him on 105.3 The Fam. What did you think of the Rodgers presser?
Oh, man, I was like, I was uncensored. I liked it. It was great. You love hearing guys just up there and honest, and, man, he just aired it out, didn't he?
Did you know what he was really upset about? Is it about personnel control? Is it about Jordan Love? Is it about money?
No, I don't think it was about the money at all. I definitely think it was about more of the I mean, he's laid it out, his issues with, you know, how things are done over there, the general manager, the fact that kind of he was, I think he's been blindsided by a bunch of stuff. And it, look, these guys haven't really had a lot of say in the past. And then Brady went down to Tampa Bay and had a bunch of say. And obviously it worked out. So now I think you saw Russell Wilson kind of, you know, stir it up. You're seeing Aaron stir it up. You probably see more guys try and do that now.
Do you think he's there next year?
Nope.
What did you make of anything of Watson throwing it there on the field today in Houston?
Well, I don't think he worked with the ones at all. Right? I think he was a backup, which is, you know, having the leading packs in the league as a backup. But, you know, I understand they're, it's just so murky. I don't think he's with the Texans this year, though. I'd be shocked.
Do you think he plays?
I don't know what the league's going to do. I got no idea what the league's going to do.
What do you think about the vaccine story right now and the main reason that players have given you for just not wanting to get it?
No, I mean, here's the thing. Like, for me, I've never taken a flu shot, but it's also, like, I got vaccinated early because it mattered to my teammates. So my teammates, you know, over at Fox, they cared a lot. Once I heard that, I'm like, all right, it's a no-brainer for me. Plus, man, the crap I put my body through, the vaccine is probably the least of my troubles. So it's if it's going to make my teammates comfortable, then I'm going to do it. It was a no-brainer. And the guys I train with, like, I asked them, and they're like, yeah, we're going to get it. I said, okay. I said, you guys want me to get it? Yes, absolutely. So that was it. It really was a no-brainer for me.
Do you think that the league is pressuring these guys unfairly?
No, I think, man, there's a lot of people out here who have health issues. And, no, I we're on a really good path for a while. Look, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not using this thing politically. I think we're on a good path, and all of a sudden we had things, you know, restrictions lifted, and now we're back to getting restricted, and I don't want to go back to that, man. So I really hope that people sit there and say, okay, we got to get this vaccination. Look, I've traveled overseas a bunch, and I have to get vaccinations to go overseas, right? So got to do that. I don't really know what they're putting in me then, except they're telling me I have to go do it. Okay, I'm going to go do it if I want to go certain places overseas. So same with this. We want to get back to normal, man. You got to just get vaccinated and think about, you know, your brother and your sister on your right and your left.
Jay Glazer here on The Fan. First training camp stop. Who are you out here paying attention to the most?
I'm kind of just taking it back in because I haven't been anywhere in 2 years. So it's kind of surreal. It's great. And I can't wait for them to start hitting today. That's what I'm looking for.
Now, McCarthy's your guy, right?
Mike's done a lot for our charity. Yeah. So we have a charity we just opened in Dallas called MVP, Emerging Vets and Players. It's at the Adaptive Training Center over there in Carrollton. It's every Tuesday night. It's for former combat vets and former pro athletes to give them a new team again when the uniform comes off. And a guy named David Vabor, who played in the NFL, he runs the place. And so we train these guys for about a half hour, and then after we have a mental health huddle for about an hour, hour and a half, just to remind them, you know, it wasn't – like when the uniform comes off, you're still great. It's not just a uniform. We got to get our football players to understand that. We certainly got to get our combat vets to understand that, man, you did incredible things overseas, and then you're told not to talk about it when you come back here. Well, how are you supposed to get through transition by not talking about it, not using it to empower yourself? So we're trying to get these guys, whether you're a football player or you're a combat vet or you're an ex-fighter or you're an ex-Olympian, whatever it is, to get you to understand what you're different. And different is good. Different leads to success. We've got to start talking about all this stuff together, or else it's going to tear us up from the inside out, and you're seeing it more and more. And McCarthy, upon hearing it a couple of years ago, when he was in Green Bay, he met one of our vets who was kind of off the reservation. He was struggling. And Mike donated immediately to open up a Chicago chapter and to hire one of our vets who was actually homeless at the time. And we hired him. He's no longer homeless. Got a job. Still works full-time for us. And nobody knew. He's different that way. And then Dan Quinn did a similar thing in Atlanta without anybody knowing. So these guys are, man, they got huge hearts. Whatever you think about them, anything else, they got big hearts that people don't know about.
Yeah, people are excited about Dan Quinn around here. What type of guy is he? What type of coach is he?
It's just, he's so positive. And look, we're both Jersey guys, and he definitely kind of has that Jersey fighter in him. And he kind of looks at everything in the fight game, which obviously it's my other world. So DQ is... he's so positive. He's also the type of guy, like, if you mess up, you're going to feel like crap, but you messed up for him.
I noticed that you could have saved Michael Gallup yesterday back here on the fence. What happened?
I could have if I wasn't texting.
All right, before we let you go, the fight game is part of your resume. Do you roll your eyes at the Paul boys, or you've been entertained?
No, I don't roll my eyes at anybody who gets in there. I got to be honest with you. I don't care if you're 0-20. If you step up in that ring or cage, man, you're different. And here's the thing with them. First of all, they're smart because they're picking guys that, you know, okay, they think they're going to have a decided advantage over. But it really is no different. Like in a boxing game, when they're building up prospects, they're fighting guys with horrible records. You know, they're putting guys out there who are, you know, 0-4 and 1-6 and 2-9. And so they're actually taking on better opponents than some of those guys you'll take early on and when they're trying to build up some of these boxing prodigies and you know, when they turn pro. So, I'll never, like I said, rip on a guy for getting in there and putting the work in. They're putting the work in. And they are showing a disparity in how guys are getting paid. So, I think in the end that could help also.
So that was Jay Glazer in the Lifetime's Heating and Air hot seat before Dak had the arm issue. As for the rest of practice, I mean, the only thing for me to really talk about was airplane mode. The Cowboys secondary really made the backup QBs look bad. Just interception after interception in the team drills, offense versus defense, yesterday. It wasn't Diggs.
Maurice Kennedy again
with an interception. And then you had a couple of other guys that we don't talk about a ton, but airplane mode has been a top story here at camp.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking to the big fella Nate Newton out here yesterday, and he was, when Kennedy made that pick, he was like, man, he is having a camp. He's just doing his job.
Yeah,
like, you know, Noah Brown, same thing, just out there doing his job. And Kennedy looks like he's playing a little bit more safety. And look, as a guy who was a corner, ball skills, maybe that's a good spot for him. He looks like he's been doing really, really well, though.
And then while we're sitting there getting the NFL insight from Glazer, all R.J. Choppy and Nui Scruggs could talk about Troy was Jay's scent, his smell.
Troy, I it, it I was standing right there, right next to him. And
what do you smell like, Cool Water and Andro?
No. Tyler Candles. Jay Glazer, I'm positive, uses the Tyler Candle laundry detergent.
What is that?
Oh, it's a fantastic detergent. It's expensive. I would never.
A phrase no man has ever said. No, it's a fantastic detergent.
It is. It's. I've never owned it, but I know the smell.
Oh, and it's, my gosh.
It's like, it's expensive.
Tyler Wash on Amazon is $25.
Oh, that may be cheap.
There's a Diva Glamorous Wash Tyler Candle Company for
$75. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think
$75?
That's it. Yes, it's amazing. I'm like, what? I didn't know what this was. I'm like, what is this smell? This is amazing. Then I found out what it was. I was like, oh, that's Tyler Candle.
Yeah, now don't get me wrong. The Tyler Candles, I know you're the candle expert. It's a good candle. I'm more of a Circle E guy. It's a good candle, but I mean, how close were you?
I was standing right there.
Well, he eventually came there at the end. You were there at the end, because that's why I was sitting there talking to Jay one-on-one as you were having a conversation with Nate Newton from your old ESPN days, and then we got up right there under the Jeff Bannister shirt.
Yeah, right there. Right under the Affliction shirt.
Affliction.
Right under the Affliction shirt. Yeah, he smelled great, though. I mean, I would have gotten closer and taken a bigger whiff. I almost asked him at the end.
Yeah.
After you guys are done, can I smell you? But I didn't need to.
No, I don't think you need to do that. And unfortunately, yeah, I'm not there to smell Jay Glazer, but you guys were talking about the Cowboys secondary shutting down this and that. They didn't shut down Garrett Gilbert, because that one-handed snag by CeeDee Lamb yesterday that the Cowboys tweeted out, that was stupid. Now, obviously, he didn't get both feet in. He got one in like he was back in Oklahoma, but still, that was a stupid catch.
He's crazy, man. I haven't seen him even drop a ball out here. Maybe he has, but he is unstoppable. He is so daggone good. What else did you take from the conversation with the big fella? He was willing to talk to us yesterday.
Yeah, he really was. And you know, he was talking about Jalen Smith a little bit. And he said that Jalen was put in bad spots last year by the coaching staff. He got lost. And then as he got lost, he started to press a little bit, and it got in his own head. That Jalen was no longer just reacting and playing football. He was thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a sport where, yeah, you have to be able to think at certain positions, and other positions you just want to react. And if your thought, like, it is such a millisecond difference between making a play and watching the guy run past you. And Jalen was one of those guys where, you know, he was, and Nate had told a story about when he was playing, that he started out in the league just watching film, but he didn't know what he was watching. And then he learned as to what exactly he was watching and what to do. And he thinks Jalen has got a lot to offer. But the coaching staff did him no favors. The defensive coaching staff last year did him no favors. By the way, Autoflex Leasing fan text, mad love for the candle scent.
No, there's not. You're lying.
Your whole house will smell like it when you wash. My wife buys it. It's amazing. Diva and Trophy Life is game changing. This stuff is amazing. This stuff is great. Sweet. This awesome. Get it.
Nate Newton, also a fan of Kennedy and Noah Brown.
Yep.
Some of his under-the-radar guys from the big fellas. We are out here at Cowboys Camp, brought to you by Goody Goody Liquor. Jared Sandler on the Gallo trade at 8 o'clock. Mike McCarthy or Coach McCarthy. We'll ask which Dion preference he has live at 8:30 right here in person on Sean and RJ. But next, the latest college football update, why the Big 12 is going after the four-letter for trying to steal their teams. College football update on the craziness next. loaded 8 o'clock hour coming up. Jared Sandler on the Joey Gallo deal. Mike McCarthy live at 8:30 here on Sean and RJ, brought to you by Dream Lending and Twin Peaks on DFW Sports Station. We are here with G-Bag today and tomorrow, and then the KMC Masterpiece will be taking over. What is the latest college update with the Big 12 not happy with ESPN?
No, they are not happy with ESPN. Well, here's how it started. Okay, the commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlesby, has alleged that ESPN is behind all of this, like we said last week or early this week, and that they conspired with the SEC and the American Athletic Conference to lure teams from the Big 12 to the SEC. Why? TV. The SEC network and the new SEC regular Saturday TV deal. It used to be on CBS, right? Game of the Week, Vern Lundquist. No more. It's going to ESPN, starting like 2024. The ESPN also has an exclusive deal with the American Athletic Conference and the ACC. The Big 12 has part with ESPN, but also Fox, right? That's their big games on Fox, too. Well, he thinks that the ESPN is trying to lure all these teams out of the Big 12, destabilize the Big 12, basically end it, and then move on with their conferences that they have under their flagship. He sent a cease and desist letter to ESPN. I love that, by the way, right? So cease and desist. He's like, I am certain that ESPN employees have discussed and provided incentives to raid members. And ESPN's like, there's no merit to this. End of story. But that's where we sit. Barrett Salee, who is a college football analyst, tweets this morning. Let's see. It looks to be about 45 minutes ago. It is abundantly clear that Texas and Oklahoma will play in the SEC next fall. This whole ESPN thing will accelerate the hell out of this process. So he is saying that by 2022, so not this year, but next fall, these two schools will be in the SEC because the ESPN situation is accelerating this. The American is going to try to poach. West Virginia is going to go to the ACC. You may see some Oklahoma States and such go to the AAC. Bam, Big 12 may die. And once that happens, once it destabilizes, Texas is off and Oklahoma are off the hook for the $80 million.
So if you had to bet when they play their first games in the SEC, you would say next fall?
I would say late August, early September, whatever the schedule is for next fall, 2022, that's their first game.
Everyone stopping choppy out here during Cowboys practice to ask how they're all going to realign. Brad Sham with his ideas. Yeah. Nui Scruggs talking about it as well. What was Brad's thought?
So Brad thinks that, you know, they could move Houston, TCU, BYU, and Boise State to the Big 12. You go back to now having 12 teams, because now they have 10. Yeah. Losing two, adding four, that gets to 12. And that would be a viable conference. And it would be. The issue is, you know, is adding Houston and SMU and BYU and Boise State, is that, does that keep you as a Power 5? If you're not going to be a Power 5, you don't really have a seat at the table.
Yeah.
And is Oklahoma State, TCU, SMU, Houston, Baylor, Texas Tech, K-State, Iowa State, West Virginia, is that Power 5? Yeah, it's probably Power 5. It's as good as the Pac-12. But all you need is one more domino to fall. And that domino is either going to be Iowa State, Kansas, or West Virginia. Kansas is a basketball. They don't care about football. They do care, but they don't care.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the Big Ten comes calling for Kansas or the ACC, is Kansas going to say, you know what? Let's go there. Let's worry. Well, let's just admit who we are, and let's be a basketball school. Let's just admit what we are, like Villanova and you know, Duke, quite frankly. They just admit who they are. Is West Virginia going to say, guys, this isn't worth the travel? If they bring in Boise and BYU, we gotta travel across country. Let's just join the ACC where we belong. And the same goes for Iowa State, our in-state rivals in the Big Ten. Let's just join the Big Ten. So I don't know what's going to happen here, but I do think that Barrett's right. This is going to accelerate the process. And I think Bob Bowlesby's got 100% of a complaint. He's got a good luck proving it.
Proving it.
good luck proving it. You're going to need Oklahoma and Texas to sing. That's what you're going to need. You're going to need them to say, yeah, this really happened.
And why would they do that?
Well, they wouldn't. Yeah. They wouldn't do it until after.
Yeah.
Right? Until after they've already done
and
it.
And, Troy, you guys were very hospitable there at A&M, rolling out the red carpet with a formal invitation to your two new friends yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a red carpet or as in a what-the-hell-are-we-going-to-do carpet.
Maroon carpet?
Yeah, might as well just roll it out. Yeah, so yesterday the Board of Regents voted 8-1. I would love to know who that one vote was from, to direct the president, M. Catherine Bates, to our banks, I should say, to go ahead and vote in favor of extending the invitations to OU and Texas to join the SEC.
I want my name to, you know, I feel like if you're...
S. Omar Sharif.
Yeah, how'd you know what I was going to say? I want my first name to just be a letter. I feel like that's a lot more powerful.
Yeah, I this is the moment I lost all respect for my dad when I was four. was when we were trying to come up with a name for me. Because my name's Ralph. My mom refused to call me Ralph. They called me Jamie as a little kid. And my dad was like, I can't say this now, but he's like, that's too girly for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So he was like, why don't you go by...
In this climate?
Yeah, he's like, you should go by R. James Choppy. And I'm like... I was 4 years old. I was like, this is the dumbest idea in history.
He was a visionary.
But, you know, maybe I should have. You know, looking forward to it.
Bob Stoops also firing back at Oklahoma State. Like, Oklahoma State basically, you know, called the Sooners traitors to the state for what they're doing. And then Stoops wrote a special column saying, look, let's set the record straight. This is best for Oklahoma. The reality is conferences are now more important than ever, and with limited spots, the strongest conferences would not accept OU if we had to have OSU join us as well.
Ooh.
So shots fired back at OSU by Bob Stoops. He said, by joining the SEC, we'll be represented nationally while protecting our rich football history for many years to come. To move forward in any other manner would be to the detriment of OU and the state of Oklahoma. All right, let's talk about this this Texas NIL story that we started arguing over last night.
All right, so Quinn Ewers, who plays for South Lake Carroll, which is one of, if not the best program in high school football. Every year they're around. They've been one of, if not the best high school program overall for, what, 25 years now, Troy? Just phenomenal.
Easily.
And Quinn is the number one quarterback recruit in the country. He is going to go to, as they call it.
Look at this kid's hair, by the way.
Yeah, Ohio State.
Quinn Ewers, E-W-E-R-S. Have you seen the way this kid
yes.
looks?
Yes. This is a flowing mullet.
Oh, my Lord.
This is one of the great mullets in history.
Mike Gundy is jealous.
Yeah.
And like, it's blonde.
It's blonde. Flowing blonde mullet.
Oh, Sean, that by the way, that is the look.
That is the look.
That is the look today. Every kid is trying to achieve that look.
There are two looks. There are two hairstyles kids go for.
Yep.
The Jake Paul look, which is all frizzy in the front.
Oh, that's right.
Gosh.
Or the mullet.
Awful.
That's the looks. That's the looks that they're going for.
Awful.
And, like, this guy's rocking an awesome, like, this guy looks like a Minnesota high school hockey player. That's what he looks like.
Yes.
Or Cameron Smith, the golfer from Australia, if you've seen him. So, he has an offer, or, you know, several offers on the table right now, because of his profile, to make quite a bit of money on name, image, and likeness. He's got over 80,000 followers on social media, Instagram and such. And the legislation that is passed in the state of Texas prohibits high school athletes from having name, image, and likeness sponsorships, deals signed for them. Now, there is no hardcore deal that I've seen on the table, but there are rumors that this guy could get upwards of $1 million this year based on his name, image, and likeness. But the problem is that in order to do so, he has to skip out on his senior season. They are the favorites to win the state championship this year.
Mm.
He would have to go and basically enroll at Ohio State now in order to do this, and you know, or just basically become a college student. He still has some high school stuff to finish up. But that's his big question. Like, do I – high school football starts what, Troy? In a week and a half?
2 days for my son starts on Monday.
Yeah, so, like, they're there. They're ready. They're playing. Like, the high schools are going to start playing here. They're the favorites to win the state championship, or one of them, clearly, when you have the number one ranked quarterback. His dad is in the oil and gas business.
Look, let's just get to the bottom line. Getting ready to call him a sellout.
100%.
That's what we started fighting
1,000%.
Over. That you're going to call him, it'd be a punk move to leave your team like this.
Look, if I'm going to say that, Simone Biles basically kind of quit on her team, how can I not say the same thing about this kid?
Because you'd be doing it before the season, and
but it's not really before this. Like, the season's like starting here. We're in the month.
But here's where you are unable to keep track of your hypocrisies.
Listen, my hypocrisy knows no limits.
Well, you have let it be known that you are two things: selfish. Can you confirm?
Oh God, ask my ex-wife.
Selfish and money hungry.
Yep.
So now you want to sit here and preach kumbaya teamwork and camaraderie as if you, senior year high school, have a possible million dollar deal on the table, and that you're not going to turn your back on all your teammates, selfish move, for $1 million, money hungry. It doesn't add up in the R. James Choppy world of life. It doesn't add up.
It absolutely does. It absolutely adds up. That money's going to be there in 3 months. It's going to be there. And as the fan text brings up, his mom and dad are going to give him $1.5 million as a graduation gift anyway. He lives in Southlake.
What if he has a bad year? What if he gets hurt? What if the hype dies down?
He's the number one recruit. He's already signed. It doesn't matter what he does this year. He's not going to get hurt. You know why I know he's not going to get hurt and have a career-ending injury? Because it's 2021. That's why. Even if he breaks his leg, he's still going to be the number one recruit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. The money is going to be there. Win your championship. Win your title. Mm-hmm. They say, a kombucha tea company has offered him cash and equity.
Stuff's
in the company.
Gross.
Ooh.
Take the equity. That's what you don't need the cash. Take the equity right now. Nobody's saying you can't have equity in a company.
If you take the equity, he can still play.
It's not cash.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.